Proclamation number 8866, dated the October 11th, 1964. Acknowledgement of Jesus. Final decision of faith. It depends on your free decision of will as to whether the gate into the eternity of light after the death of your body will be open for you. It depends on whether you establish such a close bond with me that you acknowledge your God and Redeemer, that you recognize me as the Savior from sin and death and completely hand yourselves over to me, and thus can no longer separate me from Jesus, that you bring all your guilt to me under the cross and appeal to me for forgiveness of this guilt. I really don't ask much of you in order to then receive you into the kingdom that is permeated by light. I only want your acknowledgement of Jesus, who descended to earth as the Son of God and became my external shell so as to enable me to become visible to you. I don't ask for much, and yet you find it so difficult to acquire the heavenly kingdom because you have to fight against pride, selfishness and all bad habits, which are the signs that you still belong to my adversary, who transferred all these vices and bad habits onto you so that you became like-minded and distanced yourselves from me abysmally. And for the most part these bad habits still exist in you when you live as a human being on earth, but with the help of Jesus you can easily discard them, for he has acquired a stronger will on your behalf. Thus it is not impossible for you to free yourselves from these bad habits. But then again it depends on to whom you grant your will, and this alone shall determine your fate in eternity. The knowledge about the salvation through Jesus Christ is only very weak these days. Only a few believe in the act of salvation and completely hand themselves over to me in him, who make use of the blessings acquired on the cross and want to liberate themselves from all guilt. But they are certain to find redemption and will be able to enter in brightly radiating light through the gates into my kingdom. Time and again I speak to people and explain to them what is most important, what they have to know, about Jesus Christ's act of salvation. However, the fact that most people keep their ears closed, that hardly a single spiritual word can be spoken to them, is my adversary's doing, who in the last days will make every effort in order to still seduce those of weak faith, presenting everything to them as a myth which no one believes anymore. And again, I can only admonish you to establish a heartfelt bond with me, your God and Creator, and to look for the light inside yourselves which I will kindle in every one of you if only you have the sincere desire to get to the bottom of the truth. Then you will also receive enlightenment about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation and no longer be unbelievers. But try to obtain this enlightenment before the battles of faith begins, for then you will be required to make the decision for or against me. Then you will have to stand firm and must have acquired so much knowledge about it already that you will not need to fear any contradictions, that you can stand up for him and his act of salvation with full conviction. Yet this time ought to be feared by all those whose faith is still so weak that it will only take a small push to surrender it completely. And that will be the last decision of faith which nevertheless is to be taken before the end. And then it will become evident how many will forsake their faith and how many people will be lost and have to approach a new banishment because there is no way out anymore. Therefore I can only ever speak to, let you know in advance what fate awaits you and admonish old people to establish a more heartfelt bond with me, who have not yet entirely abandoned me and also know about the Divine Redeemer even though they lack faith. But it is my serious endeavor to guide them into faith, to describe the blessings of the act of salvation to them and to admonish them to obtain a true light in regards to it, which I will gladly kindle in them so that they, too, will find redemption from sin and death. Amen.